Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, we want to begin reading at verse 16. Matthew 28, verse 16, the Bible says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them." I want to say Jesus will give you a place to wait on Him. Amen, sometimes. Sometimes He'll give you a place just to wait on Him. "And when they saw Him, they worshipped Him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Amen. He said, what do you think about that? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to preach tonight just a few minutes on the Great Commission. Amen. That's what the Lord is giving here. Amen. He's given the Great Commission. I thought about it. Brother David's preaching our Wednesday night. He was talking about that one mind and one accord. And when we get in that attitude of mind, in that state of being, praise God, we can go in highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Amen. There's a different unction and want to in a child of God. Amen. When they begin to get that way. And we see the Lord, He sent these 11 disciples and He told them to go into Galilee to a mountain, a place. And he said, and wait for me there. Amen. And they went and they waited there. And He said, when they saw Him, they worshiped Him. Amen. Amen. I'm glad when we can see Jesus. And I'm glad He shows up here quite often. Amen. He makes an appearance, praise God, in the house of the Lord. Amen. We come looking for Him and there He is. We find Him quite early down at the house of God. And He begins to minister to us and through us and show us great and mighty things of the Lord. But He said, even at that, He said, some doubted. There was some that still had doubt in their hearts. Amen. Hey, some that still doubted that the Lord Jesus Christ was the King of Glory, that He died and He rose from the dead. Amen. Even though they could see Him with their own eyes. But I'm afraid today in the world we live in, there's still a whole lot of people that's still doubting the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They don't believe in who He is. They can't trust Him for what He done. Amen. But He's already finished the work of Calvary. He's already sacrificed Himself as that price of sin to take mine and your place in this old world which you live, so that we could be saved, amen, from ourselves and from a world of sin. So we notice what takes place. The Bible tells us here that Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So that these that were doubting, He said, you know what? All the power of heaven and earth has been given to me. All the power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He said, that's absolute power. Amen. Absolute authority, praise God, and absolute power. He said, everything that I need, praise God, He said, has been given unto me. I want to say, praise the Lord, if we're His and He's ours, we have that power today, praise God. That power, wonder-working power, amen, from the throne of grace this evening. That power reaches down to where we are in every situation, every life, home and family, praise God, and gives us power and strength to keep walking with Jesus. Amen. He does that for, we can't do it for ourselves. But He gives us that power. Amen. All the resources of heaven, praise God, are at His disposal. There's nothing the Lord lacks this evening. He said, I forgot to get that. That never happens with Jesus. Amen. He's got everything that we'll ever need. He's got everything that you'll ever need, praise the Lord. And when we put our faith and our trust in Him, praise God, we become partakers with Him. Amen. Praise God, He has everything that the heaven has all. Praise the Lord, He could bankrupt heaven. He could take it all if He needed it. Amen? That's the Savior we're serving tonight. He said, all of it's been given to me, power and authority. Praise be to God, from heaven and in earth. So He says, He says all that, and then He says, go ye therefore. Amen? He issues a commandment to go, not a suggestion. He says, go ye therefore. Amen. He said, go into the world. He says, how can I do that? Because He's already got the power and authority, praise God, that He's offered to us, praise the Lord. And He says, when you go, He says, I'll go with you. Amen. He said, you got all the resources that you need to go in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Amen. Everything that we need, God will supply. He told him over there, he said, when they was going out, he said, don't even worry about what to say when the situation comes. He said, I'll give it to you at the time of need. Amen. That sometimes I struggle with that. I say, Lord, if you just give me something to say. You know, help me to rehearse it in my mind. You ever do that? So when I get there, I have something to say. Amen. But pray God, I thank God. And most time when I get there, glory be to God, and when the Holy Ghost of God speaks, it ain't nothing I thought about saying. Amen. Praise God. But there's something that comes out of you and said, you know what? There's something from God and He wants to speak to you. And here's what He's got to say. Glory be to God. And something comes out that I ain't even thought about before. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's God Almighty. Praise God. It's the sweet Spirit of God that moves on us. Amen. But the Bible says that He has this full authority to help us. Amen. You know what that means? That we have the power, amen, to invade other nations. Amen. That me and you, this church has the power and the authority to invade other nations. Do you realize that? He said, go ye therefore. Amen. He said, you go where to go? Go everywhere. Amen. I was I believe it was last Sunday. I was back there standing. I was looking at our map back there, and I was looking at all the little pins that we've got in all the places where we've got missionaries. And I was looking at them, and I was just looking at their location. And little Daniel was coming back there. And he was standing there, and he's looking. Daniel, I said, do you know what this is? And he said, no. I said, you see all them pins up there? He said, yeah. I said, that's where we've got missionaries. I said, you know what they're doing? They're out there telling people about Jesus. Ain't magnifying the Savior of glory. And I said, everywhere that you see a pin, this little old church is a sponsoring somebody that's telling somebody about Jesus. And I said, hey, and I told him, I said, well, we'll pray about you. Pray God maybe one day, Lord, will send you out there. Amen. So be one of those folks that go out and tell somebody about Jesus. Boy, I tell you, I would to God, Jesse's lining up, praise God. He's going to try to go out and tell somebody about Jesus. I would to God, everybody, these little old young'uns will line up, praise God, and say, you know what, preacher, I want to go tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. Amen. He said, go ye therefore. Amen. He said, go. Amen. What we do when we support a missionary, praise God, we're going to them. We're sending them out, praise God, so that they can spread the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So He gave us power to invade nations. You didn't think about it like that, did you? Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ gave us, the people of the United States, power, praise God, to go out and invade nations. Amen. To go out and spread the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. How magnificent He is. How He wants to help them even today. Amen. He gives us that authority. Amen. There's no higher authority to be had than what He gives us. It's what He's telling us here. All power in heaven and in earth. He says, been given to me. He said, I give it to you. Amen. There's no reason, praise God, that we can't go out and win souls. Because we've been empowered, praise the Lord. Amen. And we've been commissioned to go. Amen. He didn't suggest to go. He said, go ye therefore. But what part we miss a lot of times is the middle part. He said, go ye therefore. Go ye therefore. It's easy to say, Brother Rex, you need to go out and win souls, brother. Amen. Well, I've got you back. I'm praying for you. Go win them to Jesus. Amen. It's, yeah, that's what we want to do, ain't it? We want to say, yeah, praise the Lord. Oh, Brother Bill goes out and brings them in. Pray for Brother Bill. Amen. What about us? Amen. Have you been saved? Praise God. You ought to be telling somebody about Jesus. Amen. Invite them down to, if they don't go to church, invite them down to the house of God. If they go somewhere where they're not getting fed, invite them down to the house of God. Amen. Tell them, come in, get in, praise the Lord. Worship with us. Just praise God together. Amen. That's what He's saying. He said, we have authority to do that. From God, we've been commissioned to do that. Amen. You say, preacher, why are you preaching? Because the end of the month, February the 28th, the last Saturday of this month, we're going to go out, we're going to meet together, and we're going to see how many people get, and we're going to go out and we're going to win souls. You mean we're going to go invite people to church? No, we're going to go tell people about Jesus, amen, and see if they'll get saved. Amen. He ain't about just inviting them to church, praise God. We need to tell them about Jesus so they can get saved. They may, hey, a lot of folks we go see may never come to church. But praise God, if you plant that seed, that gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, they might get saved and then they'll come to church. Amen. Something to be worth. We've been commissioned. Amen. We've been commissioned. We've got a commission to go into the world and win souls. He said, go ye, therefore, who? Me and you. And he said to go to the nations, to reach all the nations. Amen. He says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Amen. He didn't just say you right here where we live, but he said to go into all nations. Amen. To get out there and get the word of God to somebody. See, that's what we got to do. That's why we've got people scattered all over the world. Amen. And I was telling Daniel, I said, look at some of these big old places that don't have no pins in them. I said, you see them? He said, yeah. I said, well, we need somebody there to tell people about Jesus. Well, I would to God that we had that thing covered up, praise the Lord. I would to God that, hey, there wasn't a place on there that you couldn't put a pin. And that good old soul winners, praise God, people that love Jesus, amen, proclaiming the gospel. You know what happened? This world will be a different place. Amen. We had that thing filled with people that love the Lord and serving God and fulfilling the commission. Glory be to God. This world will be different. You know what you could do? But Bill, them little old grand young, yours little old Lily, you could let her go out and play at the street, play at the neighbor, wherever she wants to play. She'd be all right. Amen. You wouldn't have to worry about the perverts and the wickedness and the drug dealers trying to drag them all. Amen. Because God Almighty and His power, praise God, be present everywhere you went. Amen. Praise the Lord. It'd be a Holy Ghost conviction on folks. Amen. What's wrong with America today? There's no Holy Ghost conviction. Amen. That's why they live like the devil. But we need to get somebody in these places around the world. Amen. So that folks can be saved. I'm talking about every town and every village out there. Amen. I'd like to see somebody in every town and every village, praise God. Amen. I'd like to see the mission fund get so good that we could just start taking them on. Amen. And there'd be people popping up and say, hey, look, I want to go. I'd like to go. Would you support me? And praise God, we could just send them. Amen. These folks out there now, God put a burden on their heart for places, and they're wanting to go, but it takes them a year or 2 years or 3 years. I wonder how many souls die and go to hell while they're waiting. Amen. To get their debt through, going through deputation to try to get up enough funds to support them in the field. Amen. He said, well, preacher, we're just a small church. We can't pay all these kinds of monies. Amen. I won't tell you what God can do. Amen. He can send them out, praise God. When we get to praying and seeking His face, wanting to do the will of God, God can send them. Amen. How many we got now, sister? Out of 19? 19 missionary works. 19 folks that we're supporting that's going into highways and hedges around this world and telling them about Jesus. Amen. 19. Amen. Men, women, praise God, out there spreading the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Going to towns and villages. Brother Lockler going to those Indian reservations. One at a time. Almost 600 of them that he wants to get to before he goes out of here to spread the gospel, amen, that they might be saved. You know why? Because he's got a burden for his people. Amen. He's an Indian. He's got of an Indian descent, and he wants to see his people saved. Amen. I bet saved with somebody else like that. His name was Saul of Tarsus. Amen. He said it'd be all right if God just take him, if he'd save his people. My brethren. Amen. Have that burden to go in highways and hedges to reach the nations. Amen. And to not only reach the nations, but teach the nations. Amen. What do you teach them? Evangelize. Tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Preach the gospel. Amen. Tell them about a Savior that came from glory, that bled and died, praise God, and rose up again. Amen. You say, well, what would you tell them if you was a, what would I tell them if I was a missionary out in the field? The same thing. That there's a Jesus that loved you, who came to earth, praise God, laid aside His glory, lived and died, praise God, and rose again for you. Amen. It's the same old story. But praise God, it never gets old. Amen. So we had to evangelize them. We'd tell them about Jesus so that they could be enlightened. Amen. So that the light had come on. You know what's wrong with the world today? We're living in darkness. And men have come. We ain't careful. We grow accustomed to the dark. And men love darkness better than light. Amen. Because their deeds are evil. See, that's where we're at. But praise God, when you evangelize and enlightenment comes, praise God, they begin to realize those deeds. They begin to realize that old devil in the world that's been attempting them and drawing them away, praise God, ain't been doing them. Hey, ain't been fulfilling the promises that they made, and they've just broke them out somewhere and they've left them to die. Amen. And they start looking for that way to help. Amen. That evangelism, that enlightenment, praise God, the light comes on. I say, whoa. I remember a way up to Stony Fort Baptist Church. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, I remember a place where God's at. Amen. Where He shows up on purpose. And people shout and praise God. Amen. And give glory to the Creator. Amen. And like old prodigal, they come to their senses. They say, boy, I got to get back to the Father's house. Amen. So I've been down in the hog pen too long. I've got to get back. Hey, what is it? That's the light going off, praise God. Somebody, somewhere, praise God, had said something that stirred their heart. Amen. Said, I got to get to the Father's house. Amen. He's got plenty and to spare. And I'm living down here chewing on these old husks that the swine would eat. Amen. He said, what kind of life is this? Amen. Enlightenment, the light goes off. Amen. He said, go to these nations. He said, we teach these nations. Praise the Lord. Disciple them. Make disciples of them. Amen. They get so full of God that, Brother Kim, they got to go out and tell somebody about it. Amen. When they go down to X-ray, they tell some little old nurse, praise God, that said, there's a place where I go, amen, where God is real, amen, and the Lord's dealing with my heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. You get to Kate Heppins and you want to tell somebody about it. Glory to God. It begins to get real in the heart and minds of God's people. Amen. That's part of the Great Commission. Amen. When you want to make disciples, when folks in the church start going saying, you know what? Boy, you ought to come up there where I go. Boy, hey, people love the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You ought to hear our youth choir. Them little old youngins get up there, praise God, and they pray, sing praises to Jesus. Amen. Some of these little old boys have been getting up here, stepping out on faith. Some little old youngins coming up here and singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. Boy, you ought to come see it. They'll bless your heart. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, people's dying for that. People's starved to death for what we have right here. We come in here and we pop our blowgun and we take it for granted. But I want to say there's a power of God here that's so real, amen, that the world could use a dose of this. Amen. The world could be healed with what we have right here. Just coming together in the good name of the Lord. Praise God. And worship Him in spirit and truth. Amen. Accepting that help. That's all it is. Amen. When we begin to be disciples, we begin to accept that help. And praise God, we realize, Brother X, it's so good that we don't want to bottle it up. We want to pice it out. Amen. Say, glory be to God. God done help me. Hey, let me just tell you what He did for me. Amen. Discipling. Telling the nations. Amen. Teaching the nations. Baptizing them. Amen. That's that outward expression, that inward experience. Amen. He said, taking and baptizing. Amen. Hey, when they get something inside them, praise God, that begins to bubble over. Amen. You know what? Boy, I like that. I like it when it begins to bubble over. I like it begin to run out of us. Amen. That's that inward experience. Amen. That inward occurrence, praise God, that we have in the Lord. And we say, you know what? I want to be baptized in the name of Jesus. You know, a lot of places where our missionaries are, it's okay to share the gospel. It's okay to enlighten. Amen. It's okay to make disciples. But when those people want to become real followers of Christ and they say, you know what? I've been a Hindu or a Buddhist or this or that or another. But I want to deny and reject all that. I want to go with Christ. I want to be baptized in believer's baptism. You know what happens then? Everybody's okay with it until they want to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The death, burial, and the resurrection, praise God. I want to make that commitment to the Lord. And boy, then they're, they're, They're ostracized, they're pushed away, they're cast out. Some of them, they kill them, even their own family, for the cause of Christ. When they say, hey, you know what? It's surreal, and I want to follow Jesus in believer's baptism. Amen. And then that family's all, whoa, wait a minute. I thought this was a fad that would blow over. But you're serious about this. And they, with tears running down their face, somewhere over in China, some little old boy or girl, some little old mom or daddy, that's with tears running down, say, yes, I'm serious in love of Jesus. He's my Savior. Amen. Amen. And that family goes about whatever they can. Get rid of them. Amen. Praise the Lord, just cast them off. Because they want to follow Christ. Teaching them all things. He said, observe all things. Whatsoever I have commanded you. There it goes. Amen. What God said for you. He said, observe it. Pay attention to what I've said to you. I said, go ye. Amen. Amen. He said, pay attention to what I'm telling you. He said, I've done made the way. He said, I've energized you. I've given you the ability. He said, now go and tell somebody else. Tell someone else so they can get in too before it's too late. We got people right around all up and down Hominy Valley. It's dying and going to hell every day. Amen. Dying and going to hell every day, and we're unconcerned. I want to ask you, what if it's one of your youngins? Amen. What if it's one of your kin people? Dying and going to hell, lost without God. We need to observe to do all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, when He tells us that, He don't leave us to ourselves. Amen. He's right there with us every step of the way. See, God doesn't tell you to go out and compel people. Come in, go out and witness for Lord Jesus Christ. Go out and make disciples and leave you to yourself. He says, lo. Amen. Listen, He says, lo. I like that word, lo. He says, lo, I am with you always. Amen. He said, hey, I'm going to be with you where you go. He said, if I send you off into the jungle, Brother Bill, then I'm going to go to the jungle with you. Amen. He said, if I send you off into the wilderness, He said, I'm going to go to the wilderness with you. He said, if I send you off into the slums of Chicago or downtown Asheville, He said, I'm going to go with you. Amen. He said, if I send you down there to the schoolhouse, He said, I'm going to go with you. He said, if I send you down to your house, He said, I'm going to go with you. Amen. He said, I'll be present, praise God, and accounted for with that enabling power and authority from the throne of grace. Amen. He said, hey, listen, lo, I'm with you always. He said, wherever you're at, wherever you go, Jesse, He said, I'm going to be right there with you. So I'm going to be right there with you. So I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. I'm going to, if I tell you to go, I'll go with you. See, I had a problem with that. When the Lord was calling me to preach, I've been trying to live right for a while. Me and wife and children going to church all the time and doing the Lord. And then I got the, teaching Sunday school to the teenagers and always having time. I said, Lord, I'm trying to be right in the center of your will. I'm right trying to do what you want me to do. But He was saying, I want you to preach. Then every now and then I'd hear, preach. Preacher would be up preaching, he'd say, preach. And one day, two and a half, three years of that, I had me and my wife both so miserable. Hey, man, we was thinking of packing up and running away. I mean, literally. Hey, man. Wife done gathering up boxes to put our stuff in. Hey, man. But one day, I turned that riverbank, I got tired of running. I said, Lord, If you want me to do that, if you want me to preach, Lord, I said, I can't do it. I'm just a simple man, a simple person. I can't preach. But Lord, if you want me to, I'll do what you want me to do, but you're going to have to do it, Lord. I can't. And He said, that's all I need from you. All I want you to do is be a vessel unto me. He said, just open your mouth and say, I will, praise God. He said, I'll be there with you. You know what? He's never left me. Amen. He's never. Now, there's been a time or two. No, I'll admit this. There's been a time or two when I've tried to get up there and I thought, boy, I've got this. Huh? I said, boy, I've got this. I've got this. I've studied. I've looked at it. I've got it. I've got this. And I've got up there and I made the awfulest mess I ever was. I did it. Hey man, I got up, I said, Lord, I got this. I got it studied. I got it planned. I got what I'm going to say. And boy, I tell you what, I got up there. It's just like pushing a rope. Hey man, you know how you ever try to push a rope? You ain't going to get nowhere. Hey man, that's the way it's been a few times. But praise be to God when God's in it and He moves in your heart and He begins to speak into your mind. And praise God. Hey, my mind's not as sharp as it used to be. I used to be able to write a word or two down and preach a whole message. And now I've got to write just a little bit more. But that's all right. Praise God. I've got some notes I can hand down to my children. And one day they can take them and say, listen, hey, I don't know what you said, but this is what God said because Daddy wrote it down. Amen. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He speaks to our hearts. Praise God. He'll help us. He'll be there. He said, lo, I'm with you always. Amen. Never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be right there with you. Never ask you to go and do something I wouldn't be there to help you with. Amen. Lo, I'm with you always. No matter where you go, no matter what you do. And he said, what did he say? He said, go. And he said, I'll go with you. Amen. That's what the Lord said. He said, just go. And I'll go. He said, nothing doubting. Amen. He said, just go. No, no, he said, don't worry about it. He said, just go, and I'll go with you. Praise the Lord. Guess what? He'll go with you. You say, well, preacher, I've got places. Seems like He wasn't there. He was there. We just wasn't looking for, expecting Him to be there. Amen? But He was always right there. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. He said, I'm with you. He said, and I don't have a getting off point. Amen? He said, I don't have nowhere where I'm going to get off and leave you alone. Well, I'm glad God don't ever leave me alone. I've told you, I've heard, I had a fellow, several people tell me, well, I wish God just leave me alone. I don't. I don't want God to ever leave me. I want God to be right there with me all the days of my life. Amen. Right there in the midst of everything I do. Amen. For His glory. But we see the Lord, He says He gives us that power we need. He said He'd be there with us. Look over at Luke chapter 24. Let me just give you the verse right here. Few verses and I'll quit. Luke chapter 24, we see the Lord as He comes, and you know the story of what's happened here. The disciples in the upper room, and they hear, and the Lord comes in, and all of a sudden He's just right there, and they're there, and they're talking about Him, talking about how, you know, the folks on the road to Emmaus, they come along, and they said, boy, I tell you what, we was walking with Him and didn't realize it till He began to open His crib, and He began to break the bread. When He began to break that bread, praise God, we said, whoa, this is the Savior. Amen. And they're there talking about it, and all of a sudden, praise God, there's Jesus. He just shows up in the room. Now, I don't think He went in the room. Brother Jeff, He didn't go in the Bible. Say He went in there and He knocked on the door. If He had went over there and He had knocked on the door, it would have scared them to death. Because it was late of the evening, and they thought, well, the Sanhedrin soldiers is coming, and we're in trouble. Amen. And if they hadn't got all spooked over that, they'd probably went over there and opened the door, and there'd have been a squall and said, whoa! Praise God, terrified that they'd probably come look to see what was going on anyway. Amen. But the Bible said they just looked up and there He was. And he didn't open the door, He didn't knock, He just come on in. I want to say, praise God, that's the way Jesus does. Amen. He don't have to knock on doors. Hey, glory be to God, if He's the Lord of your life, He just comes on in. Comes right to where you're at, praise God, and communes with you. They thought He was a spirit. They thought, man, this bound to be a spirit. And He says, in verse 41, He says, have you here any meat? He said, you got anything to eat? Last time I looked, spooks don't eat much. Amen? Ghosts don't need nothing to eat. Hey, they'd eat it and it'd just fall through them. Ain't nothing there to catch it. But Jesus said, have you here any meat? And they gave Him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb. And He took it and did eat before them. Amen. Why? Because He was real. Amen. And he goes on down here in verse 45, and He said, then opened He their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. And He said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ, or it was necessary, Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Amen? He gave the commission. He said, fellas, he said, it behooved me to die and to raise up. Praise God. He said, and preach repentance and remission of sin. He said, it's got to be preached. Amen. He said, it's got to be preached. He said, among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. He said, all the things that need to be preached. Praise God, you've seen it. Just go out and preach it. Just preach, tell people what Jesus has done. The mighty works that He's done. But now watch this. He said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem. Why? Because that's where the work is supposed to start. Amen. He said, start here, beginning in Jerusalem. Preach the gospel. Amen. And then take it to all the world. And praise God. Now you notice this. He said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued, amen, with power from on high. Take that power and it's put on you, praise God. You're arrayed in power from on high. Amen. Now you picture this. Jesus was telling it, this is the second person of the Trinity. And He was getting ready to go out of here, praise God, ascend back unto the Father. And He was going to send the third person of the Trinity, praise God, down to me and you. He said, when the promise comes, praise God, He said, I can't be with you all the time everywhere, but again, glory be to God, I'm going to send you the Spirit of the Father. Praise God, He's going to come and send down. Glory be to God, and be with you always. Amen. He said, I'm going to provide you a comforter. Praise the Lord. Man, we've got so much to tell. So much to tell. Amen. And said, the Bible said that He led them out as far as Bethany, and He lifted up His hands and blessed them. Now, can you see this? He said, and it came to pass while He blessed them, He was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Amen. Sending on Bethany, right outside of the Mount of Olives. And amen, a place where Jesus was apt to hang out. He got there on top of the hill. Praise God, He just raised up His hands and He's began to bless the people. Glory be to God, and He just began to descend up. Amen. Could you imagine? I bet them old mouse was going. Amen. As He began to send, and the Bible says, Acts chapter 1, he was taken from him, He ascended up in a cloud. And a cloud received Him out of sight. He said, it came to pass, but while He blessed them, they were parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshiped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Now listen to this. And were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. You know what happened? What He was telling them, what He commanded them to do. Praise God, it took. Amen. He went up into glory, praise God, and they fell on their face. They worshiped God, and they praised the Lord of glory, and they went back, and the Bible said they were in the temple. That's that place of worship. The temple. He said they was in the place of worship, praise God. Amen, glory to God. They were in there continually telling somebody about Jesus. They got to can't help it. Amen. I believe one of them old boys would come out of there, praise God, and he'd say, "Woo, glory be to God. I shared the gospel of Jesus Christ." And that another would say, "Well, glory, I believe I'll go in and tell them what I know." Amen. And just they were continually. It's one after another, maybe a group of some, praise God, they was going in there and they was praising the Lord. Talking about Jesus, what God had done. The magnificent miracle they performed. But I want to say tonight, praise the Lord, we've got a great commission too. He said, "Go ye therefore." Amen. To all the nations, we've got a great mission. Amen. What do we need to do? We need to go to our backyards. Amen. We need to go to our neighborhood, praise God. And just tell, we get opportunity. And we meet our neighbor at the mailbox, praise the Lord, tell them about Jesus. And they say, "Boy, it's a pretty day." And he said, "Yeah, this is the day that the Lord has made." Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Jesus, praise the Lord. He's gracious to give us this opportunity. Amen. There's so many ways that we can witness for the Lord. But if we take in our mind, our hearts tonight, and fulfill the Great Commission, just begin to do that mighty work that God has commissioned us, told us to do. Not a suggestion. Amen. It's a commandment. He said, "That I've commanded you to do." He said, "Take it everywhere." Amen. Without any fear or favoritism, because praise God, He said, "I'm going to be right there with you." He said, "I wouldn't ask you something." He said, "I'm not going to ask you to do something that I won't be there to help you to do." Amen. He said, when you just trust in the Lord, and allow Him to be the Lord of your life. He'll guide you in it. Amen. Every step of the way, He'll be right there with you. We just have to trust Him that He will, because He's promised that He would. All power, He said, all power in heaven and in earth been given to me. He said, I've got it to give to you. And He said, you need to just take it and take it out there and tell somebody about me. Amen. So I give you that power. Stand with me. We appreciate you tonight.